Welcome to Legacy, a Mom podcast. We are all leaving a legacy. Have you thought about yours? I am Tina. I am here with my daughter, Britt. Hello, Britt.
Hello.
How's it going today?
It's good.
I can't believe that you guys just celebrated Madden Lane's third birthday. It seems like she was just born. Like,
I
how'd
know.
that happen? Here she
I
is.
don't know. 3 years old.
I know. You know what's so funny is I said to Rod, like, I don't think we've spent our last three anniversaries together because our anniversary is on March 23rd because I was always up there. Thus, the reason that we're moving, right?
Yeah, Exhibit A.
So, exhibit A, yes, so we could be home. But yeah, time flies so fast. Today on the podcast, we want to talk about this whole idea of when too much grace is too much, I think is what we're going with here. And there's three kind of aspects of this that we've been unpacking as we've been talking. And you're like, just hit the record button because we should be saying this on the podcast. So there's three aspects of this. There's the aspects of God's grace, right? And how much does God ever stop extending grace to us? And then there's the aspect of extending ourselves too much grace. And then the whole momming aspect of at what point do we stop extending grace to our children over something? So let's start out. I know you've been reading in Jeremiah, and you were sharing with me some scripture in Jeremiah. So let's start there.
So it's funny because when you had mentioned this topic, I was like, oh, I just read this morning about, God and how he's just had enough. And it is true. Like I read throughout scripture, and there's other areas in scripture that point to this where God just says, enough's enough. And again, specifically in Jeremiah, in chapter 14, Jeremiah was interceding in prayer for Israel and all of their sin. And God got to the point where he said, do not pray for these people anymore. When they fast, I will pay no attention. When they present their burnt offerings and grain offerings to me, I will not accept them. Instead, I will devour them with war and famine and disease. And so I think that
Ouch.
just, I know, and I think that just goes to show where, sometimes we can be so far removed from God and our hearts can be become so hard, and the
Yeah,
Lord knows our hearts.
he
And
does.
he gets to the point where he's like, these people, they aren't gonna, they're not gonna turn back right now, at least. And so I reading throughout, I know this talks about in the New Testament as well, but in the Old Testament specifically, because this is where I've been studying, spending most of my time studying lately, is that it was just constant Israel's rebellion and then the Lord, invoking punishment on them and then them coming back around and then them going back in rebellion. And then the Lord is just like constantly. And so I think he gets to the point where he's like, enough's enough. Like, just stop. Like, these people need to be punished. But I think it's important to remember that he is faithful to his word. And even when he sends these people out into exile, he brings them back to the land that he's given them. He keeps sending them out and bringing them back and sending them out and bringing them back. And he does extend that grace, but he does have like a reach a point where it's like, okay,
Yeah,
this is, we're
enough's
good.
enough. Well, it reminds me of Romans 1, where God talks about, I've given you everything to see me, and yet you still refuse. And, I'm kind of paraphrasing all of this here, but, he says, I gave them over to the sinful desires of their evil hearts. And I think there is a time where, and I know that in my personal life, like,
I was
I
just going to
feel
say
like,
that
yeah, I mean, I knew truth and God knew I wasn't going to listen to him. And so, in the horse world, we say we give them their head, right? We just let them do whatever when they're throwing their heads around and they don't want to listen. You just give them their head. And I think God does the same thing with us. At some point, he says, okay, fine, if that's what you want.
Go, yeah.
It reminds me of the story of the manna, and, God had sent them this like miraculous food from heaven to eat every day. And they were like, but we want meat. We want meat. And finally, God like just gave them so much it made them sick. And he's like, fine, if this isn't good enough, then I'm just going to give you. And I know so many times in my own personal life that there were times when God just said, fine, just go ahead and do what you think you are going to do. And God used that to discipline me to come back to him, though. And he just, so I think God's grace extends, but at some point he goes, okay, like, fine, I'm not going to twist your arm. He's a gentleman. He's not going to twist our arm behind our back and say, okay, you're going to follow me. He wants us to choose that out of relationship and love for him. So I do believe there is a limit to God's grace. And I think, to kind of transition a little bit to how we presume upon God's grace in our own personal lives. Like, well, God will just forgive me. He's loving and he'll
It's
just,
all
but
love.
yeah. And that's such a big lie in our culture because, I mean, yes, is he love? Absolutely. But is he just? And is there wrath? Yeah, absolutely. Is there consequences to our choices? Always. Whether they're good choices or bad choices, there's always going to be consequences. And I think too, we extend ourselves far too much grace. You
Well,
know,
yeah,
it is an excuse.
because God is so gracious and he is perfect in love, we use that as an excuse for our sin. And we say, well, he's all loving for leaving out the all just part. And we
Conveniently.
say, yeah, and then it's well, he'll forgive my sins because he's all loving. And then we use that as like a way to make it right in our own minds, and saying that just because God is love, he affirms and celebrates our sin somehow, which is a complete lie. That's not true. And so yeah, I think we do. We use it as an excuse to satisfy our flesh.
Yeah, and then it becomes sin. Because here's my thing. I feel like if we're willing and we want to know what his will is, we're going to be in the word because that's how we figure out what God's will is. But when he tells us to go do something, if we don't go do that, I think then we're presuming upon God's grace because you're not going to get to it's yeah, I say this in the Zoom room all the time. It's like, when you play Candyland with your kids, you can't, I mean, you can jump spaces there, you spin the spinner or roll the dice or whatever it is with Candyland and you can go eight spaces. But with God, it's one space at a time. Like there's no spinner, there's no dice. And he says, okay, next step here on the blue square. Well, I want to be on the yellow square. Well, you can't jump the blue square. So the only way to get to the yellow square is to go to the blue square first. And I think so many times this is where we get stuck. But then we presume on God's grace while we're standing on the pink square, right? And I'm just going to hang out on the pink square. And in the meantime, you've not gone anywhere. You're still sitting at start, right? And so we presume that God's just going to take us to the yellow square without having to do the blue square first. And then that's where it becomes sin on our own part because then it becomes disobedience. It's not about God's grace anymore, right? So, for instance, if I say, okay, God has made it very clear to me an impression through the Holy Spirit or through his word or whatever that I need to read the Bible every day.
I was
And
just gonna
then,
use this as an example. Yes, I know where
and
you're going.
then, And then I don't do that, right? And then I don't make space for that. And then we just kind of, well, I'm just too busy. Well, I've got young kids. And hey, look, I'll be the first person to say, I used to give you young moms a pass on that until I started finding out how much time we spend on our phones. And I thought, we don't get a pass anymore on reading the word of God or praying. We have to do that. And so then we sit there and spin our wheels, but we call it God's grace. Well, I'm just gonna, God's gracious. So he'll let me get away with it this time.
Well, and the other thing too is I see a lot that many of us are skipping the spending time with Jesus, sitting alone quietly in the Word with him every day. We're skipping that relational part and we want to dive into the ministry part outside of our homes. And we just want to do all the things and then feel success within that. And We just say, well, it's fine. God will get me there. God will get me through. God's grace. It's like you said, they're just relying on God just getting being there to get them through to do what they want to do. But meanwhile, it's like you said, they miss the first step. The first step is we need to grow in relationship with Jesus Christ. We need to spend time with him every day. That needs to be continual. That doesn't stop. That's every day. And out of that comes overflow. Right. So if we're not feeding ourselves, then we can't overflow onto others. We cannot, we need to come from a place of overflow. We can't just either be empty and trying to fill others. How do you fill a cup if it's empty? How do you fill another cup with a cup that's empty? That doesn't
Well,
work.
it doesn't even make sense that you would
Makes no
say,
sense.
I'm just going to assume God's grace is going to get me through this when you haven't done your part. And I think
Right.
that's what we forget as believers, as Jesus moms, is that we have a responsibility in this relationship with God. Like it just doesn't happen poof in a vacuum and God just gives me everything I need, right? It's just like we have to do our part in the relationship. It's like a marriage. I have to be the wife God created me to be to my husband. And if I don't do that, the relationship isn't going to work too well. Ask me how I know, right? So, poof, I know that one. And so, we have to do our part in that and not presume that. That whole magical grace thing that you were just talking about, I never thought about it like that. But that's what we
I
think about
see it
it,
all
don't we? It's
the
like
time. I see it
magical
all the
grace.
time. You want to know why I see it all the time? Because I believe that we are surrounded in a culture where it's all about doing, and our success comes from doing. And we just want to, we can't, no one can sit still. Nobody can just sit and be quiet with the Lord. And that is first and foremost the most important part of all that we are and all that we do. It comes from that. That is the foundation. Because
And
Jesus Christ is our foundation.
there's no substitute for that. I just said this in the
None,
Zoom room
none.
this morning that if you tell me, don't even tell me that if you're coming to the Zoom room as a substitute for your quiet time with the Lord, that's going to make me really mad because
Yeah.
that's not what the Zoom room is about. That's not what these
Right.
podcasts are about.
Right.
You need to spend one-on-one time with God
Yeah.
yourself, because
Yeah.
otherwise this isn't going to work. And God doesn't give us grace when we haven't done our part by being in his
Right.
word, by spending time with him, all of those things, right? But the other side of this too is as a mom, I want to be gracious. I want to extend as much grace as I possibly can to my kids and to my
Yeah.
grandkids. But at some point, I can't use extending grace to my kid as an excuse not to discipline my children or
I think we
not
see
to
that a lot
say,
lately.
we do, we do. And it's like, well, I'm a Christian. I want to be gracious. And it's like,
Gentle parenting.
oh,
Just
yeah.
throwing it out there. I think that's a good
Let's,
example
it
of
is a
grace on
good
grace on
example.
grace on grace with no discipline, no discipline. And what does God do? What did I just say? How many times did he discipline Israel? How many times? How many times does he discipline us in our own personal lives?
Yeah, and if
Think
he's
about
not
it.
disciplining you, I would pause and think, because you discipline your children, and it says in the Bible that God disciplines his children. And so you have to kind of process that. But is he, I don't, sometimes I think we're under discipline and we don't even see it. I remember being there. Like I was under discipline, the discipline of God, and I'm like, didn't even see it until I hit the wall, pounded into it. Like 500 miles an hour, and my life was down around my ankles. But this whole idea of extending grace, and not disciplining our children and calling that grace, I think is an abomination to God, because and an excuse to not be the parent that we're supposed to be. We need to impose discipline. Is it fun? No. Is it going to be fun for you? No. Is it going to be fun for the kids? No. But we are now beginning to see, and I have friends that are in that family coaching, behavioral coaching realm where they're going into homes and it is a nightmare because there's been way too much grace extended to these children and there's no healthy boundaries, right? And that leads me into having healthy boundaries personally. Like, I think it's always good to extend grace, but when we're extending grace to the point where people are abusing us, then you need to have some boundaries. And you're going to know the people who need your boundaries because they're going to be the ones that hate your boundaries. And we can't allow ourselves to be abused for the sake of grace, right? It's God's riches at Christ's expense is what grace really is. And learning that what grace actually is and learning what it looks like to walk in grace and yet have boundaries and is absolutely critical as a
I mean,
believer.
there's things in in my house as a mother with my kids, they are just, there are things that are a hard, this is completely unacceptable. Absolutely not. This will not come out of your mouth, or you will not do this. That's a boundary. That is, you have to have those hard boundaries. You
You do.
have to train your children up with these hard boundaries, and you have to set those for yourself too. I will not allow somebody to treat me like this. I will not allow this person to talk to me like this. That's a hard boundary. So
And that's
it's,
with your kids too. I mean, think about it. I see children disrespect their parents all the time, and I'm like, what? Like, that's a hard
absolutely
no,
not.
you know?
Disrespect is a hard no in our house. You will
Yeah.
not speak death to one another. You will not speak death to your parents. All
Right.
of the things.
But see, if we allow our kids and other people, our kids are watching, by the way, how much we allow other people to step on us. If we allow our kids to abuse the grace that we extend to them, they're going to think God is going to extend grace to them where he's not. And they learn to be grace abusers as well when it comes to their relationship with God. It's critically important that we delineate between what is grace and what is walking in wisdom and setting those healthy boundaries. And you and I have talked about this so many times on the podcast where if we don't establish guardrails, people aren't going to know how to get back on the guard in between the guardrails, right? When you jump over them, because chances are your kid might jump over the guardrails here or there along the way, but they need to know where those are. And that's grace. That's the great, that's grace. I've set these healthy boundaries for you so that you know when to how to get back here and how to walk within these boundaries. So I think we need to be really careful in understanding that God does extend grace, but it does have a limit. When he knows that it's not good for us anymore to extend that grace, he imposes discipline to bring us back to himself. And this changes your legacy because your kids learn not to presume upon God's grace and just go walk in whatever sin they want to. Oh, God will forgive me, because isn't that what we're doing in their culture these days? He's an all-loving God. There's no hell. And if there is a hell, it's just going to be a lot of fun because we're just, that's not true. It
Crazy.
is not true. We might ought to do a podcast on God's presence and his presence in heaven and hell and all of that, you
That's
know.
very interesting. That's, yeah, a
It
fun
is
topic.
interesting. Yeah. But anyway, getting back to God's grace, we need to understand what grace really, really is and not allow it to go to the point of sin in our lives. So, do you want to pray for us, Brett?
Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for all that you do, for all that you are. Lord, I just pray for each and everyone listening. I pray, Lord, that they would get into your word, that they would know you, they would know who you are. They would grow in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word and your grace, and that they would have an understanding of your grace and what that means, and that they would establish healthy boundaries and guardrails in their lives and in the lives of their children. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.